Check one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pretty loud as it is. Usually they have to turn down the mic and speak. Okay. As he said, I'm joining you to acknowledge, but some of y'all may have heard a little bit of my testimony last time I was here, but I gave just a short version of it. But this testimony is really not about Joe Angel. It's about Jesus. It's about what Jesus can do in the life of a lost man like me. I was a hopeless cause, so they called me. You know, as growing up in my home, I grew up as groomed to go to prison. It may seem crazy to you guys, but where I come from, I wasn't raised in a loving home. I didn't know who Jesus was. I didn't know what church was. What I knew was about drugs. What I knew is about not crying, you know, about being a man, because when you get older, you're going to the penitentiary. That's what I was told by my parents. I'm going to penitentiary, and I'm a young man growing up in this. So I grew up in a bad environment, you know, in a dark place, very dark place. My father went to penitentiary. He's been gone for 20 years. He recently got out, and I got a praise report for him, and he came out a Christian man. Mm-hmm. It was amazing, and God worked in his life. But I believe that he broke the chains. I didn't have contact with him while he was in prison. But I believe that while he found God in there, he broke the chains, and it poured on into us. I felt that he had a big part to do with this. But either way, my life started back in West Texas, Plainview, back in West Texas Panhandle. All my family has been in penitentiary. All of them. There's about 12 aunts and uncles that I have, all from my father's side. Every single one of them has been in penitentiary. I got three of them doing life sentences. My little brother's throwing 20 years right now. So my life comes out of destruction, you know. So as I was raised through this life, coming up hard, it was hard for me because I was raised not to love. I was raised tough. I was raised that if I was to get in a fight in my neighborhood, my parents, my mother would come out. You better whoop this boy. If you don't whoop this boy, I'm going to whoop you when you get home. I was more scared of my mother. She was not playing, you know. And it would get to the point where we couldn't cry. If we cried, we would get thrown in a bathtub on the underwears with cold water running, and we would get lashed with a cord or with whatever. Because we cried. We couldn't cry. We were meant to be tough. We were meant to scare anybody. We were supposed to be intimidated. We were supposed to, you know, grow up because we had to go to prison. There was no other way. Our life was, you're going to prison. You're not going to college. You're going to prison. So that's the way we started heading. I got kicked out of my home at the age of 13. My mom raised a monster. She couldn't put up with me, so what happens? I'm out in the streets. I had my first child when I was 14 years old. He's 21 years old, and he served the Lord. I love my son. He's an awesome Christian. He's a Christian. He's 100 for God. But you know, back then, I mean, I had him very young. I didn't know how to be a father. I knew how to be a gangbanger. I was in the streets, gangbanging. I was a big leader. I was a gang leader of a big gang back where I'm from. The biggest gang where I'm from. And from there, I was to go into the penitentiary and become a gang leader in there for a gang. And I'm going to say, not to promote it, but it was called the Texas Syndicates. And it's a big prison gang in Texas, largely Hispanic, which all my uncles and all them come from that gang. And as I roamed the streets, I was a violent man. I was very violent. You know, I hurt a lot of people. When I speak of this, it hurts me now. It bothers me. Back then, I was stone cold where if I was to shoot you or stab you, I didn't care. I wouldn't think about it twice. I just knew that I took care of the problem. But now I think about it, and God has come in my life. It's changed my heart from hate to love. Because God is love. It's the ultimate. You know, I love now. There's no more hate. I still think of these people I hurt back then. And I yearn for their forgiveness. I yearn to run into them again. Even if they forgive, they didn't forgive me. It's okay, because I want to come and tell them to forgive me. I am a new creation. I am a new man. But either way, as years came by, I started getting into drugs. I was a crack addict, cocaine addict, marijuana, you name it, I did it. If it was a drug, I did it. You know, I sold it in order to keep up my habit. I started moving a lot of drugs, started being very well known in the drug community, gang community. So I was on my way. I was on my way to prison. I was like, okay, this guy, he's doing great. We'll see him soon. He's going to be in there. You know, yeah, it sounds crazy, but it's so true in my life. And as I started going, I was married to my first wife. A poor girl. She put up through a lot. I destroyed my first marriage over drugs and the gangs. I had another child at a young age. I didn't know how to take care of my family. I didn't care about my family. I cared about where my destination was to be. I cared about my prison family, my family. So I lost that family. I started going into this deep world of drugs where I started losing my mind. I started hurting people for no reason. At first it was because I had something. Then it got to the point where I started hurting people because I was a violent man. I was the kind of man that I'm going to rob that person today. And I will rob you. I was kind of, I'm going to stab that person today. I'll stab you. I was consumed by the devil. I was consumed by sin. I was consumed. This was my world. Well, time went on. As I was getting up, I was in and out of jail. From juvenile correction all the way up. In and out of jail. Constantly. One day, I met a young, beautiful lady. She's been a blessing in my life. This is my wife, Michelle Gonzalez. She's been a big part in bringing me to meet Jesus. She was the outlet to that. I met her, and she wasn't perfect. I mean, we used to drink and get high together and drink, and you know, we lived in a crazy world. But I started noticing something. She started disappearing on Sunday mornings. I'll be up all night, you know, drugging it since Friday. I'll be up and Sunday will come around and she would disappear. So she would come out. I started questioning her, where have you been? Been out cheating on me? I just love to say this, you've been cheating on me. Jesus. You know, I love saying that because it was true. It was the most, it was just amazing. I started seeing this glow in her face. I started seeing this smile in her eyes. It was just something was different about her. So I just started hearing, like, why are you so happy? I'm grumpy. I'm like, man, take that smile off. Then you start to bother me, you know. Why are you so happy? And then she started saying, I'm going to church. I said, don't go. That's the cult stuff, you know. They draw you to believe this certain guy that lives in the sky. I said, you don't want to. I said, it's a bunch of baloney. I said it in other words, but, you know. And she was like, it's something. She's like, but I'm going to tell you, we're praying for you. I said, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I'm sitting there putting hexes and spells on me. And, you know, she goes along and does the thing. So I remember one day, man, I was so tired, man, because I was very suicidal. After a point, after you do so many drugs, you start getting suicidal. Your mind starts, you start not caring about nobody. You start not caring about your own life. Felt suicidal, man. One Sunday morning, man, I just wanted to
wanted to end it. I'm like, you know, I'm tired. These drugs are ravaging my body. You know, I'm so many. Everybody wants to kill me. You know, because I've hurt so many people. And I remember, here comes Michelle, happy and glowing. Are you sure you don't want to go to church? I'm like, no. You know, I'm machismo, my pride. And, you know, pride is evil. Pride, there's machismo. I'm like, man, I'm not going. And she left. I waited, and I went, and I followed her. And I looked, and she was gone. And right then and there, I looked up. And I was like, if there's really a God, show yourself to me, because I want to see. I got to see you to believe that you're real. Show yourself to me. I called out God. Well, I didn't see nothing. Can you speak to me? Because I want to know. I want to know if you're real. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're this saving man, if God is saved, can you speak to me? I didn't hear nothing. So I told God, I said, well, if you're real, man, do anything to prove to me that you're real. Prove it to me. I said, this is what I thought, man. And then I said, man, I'm crazy. I'm starting to speak to myself, man. All right, I'm going to get high. So I went. Well, a week comes by, a week to the day that I came, and I'm sitting in jail. Couldn't get out. $175,000 bond for strong arm robbery. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, 20 years. I'm looking at 20 years. It's a long time. I said, but this is my destiny. This is what I was raised for. This is what I was made for. It's here. I walk into the jail. I had respect immediately. They knew who I was. They were expecting me. So, you know, I'm full of pride. I'm this macho guy walking in, you know, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. That's what I was raised for. You can't hurt me. You can't do nothing to me that I haven't felt before. Well, there was a day the detective came to interview me for this case, and they pulled me out of my cell. I'm in shackles, just walking, and he went and sat me down, and we talked about the case. And this, he turns out was there recorded. And this man, I did not know this man. But this man looks at me with some watery eyes. And I look at him, he's just staring at me like he wants to say something. And I figured, man, the police are going to beat me up. Yeah. They do that. You know, where I'm from, they beat you up. You know, you're hard-headed, you're going to get beat up. No. This guy looks at me. He looks at me with a piercing look. He looks in my eyes. He said, I don't know who you are, but I got to tell you this. The Lord... So when he said, the Lord, and I, as soon as he said that, I was like, oh man, one of these Jesus guys. But he came with a message. He looked clearly to me, with piercing eyes, and he told me, the Lord is telling me to tell you this. You wanted to know if the Lord was real? He brought you here. I looked at this man like, who are you? I mean, I felt like somebody punched me in the stomach and took my air out. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. How could this be? So I went. My mind was running 100 miles an hour. And I'm walking. And I'm thinking, they take me to my cell. And I had my guards. I had guards in jail, you know, inmates. So I walked in there. Remember that day, because I looked up again and I said, I'm sorry, you are real, you're real. How come I never knew about you? Who are you? Who is this man they call Jesus? Who is he? I know nothing about him. Why does everybody know about him and I don't? I said, God, could you send somebody like me? Could you truly come and change me? I said, because I tried and I couldn't do it. And I said, you know what? I want to serve this man they call Jesus. I want to get to know him. I want to start a relationship with this man they call Jesus. I said, God, whether I go to prison or whether I stay here, I want to go to church. I want to know. I want to go to church. I said, oh God, today in this cell, I want to open up my life to you. I don't want to be the same man that I am, because I'm lost. I'm a hopeless cause. Society don't want me. My family don't want me. I'm a lost cause, God. Right there, I felt a presence that I've never felt before. It was a presence that was incredible, a warming feeling. I fell on my knees, and I cried out to him. All of a sudden, you hear a bunch of guys running in. What's going on? What's going on? Are you okay? You know, and it was my guards. And I turned around, and I looked at these guys. I said, guys, I just met Jesus. And they just looked at me like, by the end of that week, my brothers, three of my brothers that we were on our knees, they were praying with me to God. We had a little Bible. Praise God for the Gideons. I don't know if y'all know who they are, but these guys are doing an awesome job delivering the message to the jails. Without them, I would have had that little precious book that, I mean, it's like gold. You know, in jail. So I had this little Bible that they gave me. New Testament. Beautiful. It was like fruit to me. I was just hungry to read it. So I got a Bible study together with a bunch of inmates. So here we are, you know, I'm starting to catch on fire for the Lord. I started, you know, my wife comes to visit me, crying. And I walk up to them because we got a behind glass, and I got this big Kool-Aid smile. And she's like, why are you smiling? You're looking at 20 years in prison. I said, Michelle, I met him. She's like, met who? I said, I met Jesus Christ. And she threw her hands up in the air. Woo-hoo! We just prayed the Lord right there. We were like, God, thank you. You know, she prayed so much. She was just like, thank you. We've been praying so much for this moment. It was beautiful. Even in jail, I was happy like I've never been before. This happiness started happening in me. I remember I was in my cell when my friends started going to prison or started getting released. I remember the day I got down. I felt depressed. They left, and I remember I laid down on my bed. I said, God, 20 years is a long time. And I just prayed, be with me. Be with me, God. I got depressed and I laid there. And this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. I heard the voice of the Lord as I laid there. Just there, just pity me, like, oh, me, this. And God said, I heard it. Joe Angel, arise, for the glory of God is upon you. Wash your face and put a smile on. I was like, God, it was overwhelming. I got up, I said, God, is that you, God? You know, I wasn't on drugs, I wasn't high, It was a powerful voice that I heard here and I heard here. I got up. I washed my face. I put a smile on. I grabbed my little Bible. And I walked out of my cell. And I walked into the pod where all the other inmates hang out. And they all look at me. And guess what happened? They all started clapping. I'm like, but I didn't realize that I was representing Jesus Christ. They were seeing Jesus in me. I never knew. Well, the word, as I was lit up for the word, and then these inmates were soaking it in. And they wanted to be a part of it. They wanted to know who this man named Jesus is. I'm talking about the whole pod. And I was just amazed. They were like, oh, he's not. I was depressed, so they were depressed. I was smiling, so they were smiling. It was crazy. So what happened? I got another Bible study going with new guys. And it was beautiful. We got together and we hit it up again and it was going on. But this is God. Now I'm gonna tell you, now if you break the law, you gotta pay the price. I'm not standing up here saying, oh, God's gonna pull you out of jail because you broke the law. No. I just happen to be lucky. I don't know. But I tell you this. As I laid in my cell one night, you know, and I was just praying and I was just telling God, you know, God, how am I going to do this? And if I do 20 years, you know, I want to serve you. I'm thinking about becoming a minister. I'm thinking about all these things. I want to serve the Lord. But I was thinking that in the inside, I heard His voice again. I heard it very clearly. My work don't need to be done here. My work needs to be done out there. And I was like, okay, that might be my flesh here. That might be my flesh, you know. I was thinking like that, you know. But no, it was that voice that I heard. It was the same voice. So, okay, leave it at that. God, you're amazing. The next morning, they called my name out. Joanny Gonzalez. Jose Gonzalez, they knew me. Get your stuff. Pack it up. You're going home. Your charges were dismissed. What? Oh my good man. I threw my hands up. I said, God, you're so merciful. So forgiving, God. I don't know what to say. God, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I swear I ran out of that jail like this. I was throwing it up. I was like, I'm praying to God. God, use me. I was screaming, use me, God. Use me. Use me in any way you can, God. Use me. I know you're real. And man, I ran to my wife's work. And it was like the movies, you know. She was in one end, I'm at the end. And she was, and we ran. And we, you know, it seemed slow like that. And I picked her and I hugged her and I loved her. And at the time we weren't married, I said, I want to marry you. I said, but first I want to go to church. I want to go to church. I still haven't gotten a chance to go to church. I said, I want to go there. And she was like, yeah. So that night, we went home. I was so like lit up from God. The reality came. Because before I got locked up, I was trying to do good. I had got a job. So, and I was pretty good at what I was doing. So, you know, okay. I'm not selling drugs no more. I'm going to get a job. Try to be normal. Well, my boss thought I was in jail for tickets. Because my wife called him. He's in jail for tickets. It was strong on robbery. So they took me off of the schedule or whatever. I was sitting in jail. I was 3 months. I remember I was sitting there and then it came to me. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to help support my family? You know, I tried working, but obviously that didn't last. I went to jail. All I know is to sell drugs. All I know is to rob. All I know is to... I said, but God, that's not me no more. God, I don't want to do that no more. I fell on my knees. I said, God, I'm relying on you right now, God. I need you, God. I need you with all I have, God. God, please, God, reach out and help me, God, because I don't know what to do. My family needs to eat. My family needs a roof over their heads. And we were there for by then. She was backed up in bills. You know, I've been in jail. As soon as I get up from my knees, my brothers and sisters, it's my wife, I tell you, phone rang. My phone rings. This is how good, amazing God is, you know. And He showed me things that He didn't have to show me. He didn't have to do all of that. He did it. But He loved me. He loves us. He loved me. A phone rings, and it's my boss. My wife picks up, and my boss is telling her, I'm sorry. I'm stuck out my neck with Joe Angel. I took him off the schedule. I risked my job. There, you know, I got to let him go tonight. This is 3 months later. Yeah. My wife, she's like, he's right here. He just got out. She gave me the phone, and it was my boss, and he was like, Joangel, I don't risk my job for you. You know, you're a good worker, but you still want your job? I said, sir, yes, sir. He's like, I want you here in the morning. I could not believe it. I just got off of my knees. It's a blessing that the Lord put up with me. I fell on my knees, and I was like, God, thank you. I didn't know you were going to answer that quick. You know? I mean, he was blessing me. And I'm going to tell you how good God is. I tell you how good he is. Within 2 weeks that I was back at work, I got a raise. A raise. Now this is for a man that's been gone for 3 months, was losing his job, and I'm back at work and got a raise. It was amazing. And I was all glory to God, praising God, like, God, I know this is you, because when my boss told me, you got a raise, Joy, I'm giving you a raise. I didn't tell him thank you. I told God, thank you, God. Thank you. And he looked at me and said, God, he's just been blessing me, sir. And he just put a big smile and just, you know. A couple of weeks pass. Guess what? I get promoted to manager. Yeah, crazy, look at me. I'm a manager. God, man, I'm a manager. I represented God. I was the light in the darkness there in my work. I would represent Jesus to 100. Everybody knew I was a Christian. I didn't have a double life. I had nothing. I'm 100 for God. My boss, and they promoted, and I went, I was going, and man, God was pouring his blessings on me. Pouring. I was just overwhelmed. I just couldn't thank him enough. I mean, he did enough when he gave his son for us. That's enough. But he loved us. He loved me. He kept on showing me, taking care of me. You know, just showing me how much he loved me, like his son, like his baby. He was just nurturing me. I'm going to tell you, I was on fire for the Lord. I was out serving them. But I'm going to warn one thing. I don't know if we got any baby, I call them baby Christians around here. When we first find the Lord, you know, you can have that fire and and it's all good. Praise the Lord. Keep going. But I'm going to give you one warning. When you first come to the Lord, this is crucial. His word is very crucial. I made the mistake. I hear that church. I just want to go and praise God, and I want to just go crazy with God, and you know, it's emotional, you know. But the word of God, how I hear it on Sundays. I don't like to read too much anyways. When it started happening, I kind of idled out. I wasn't getting fed, so I started being malnutrition in the spirit. I started relying on just solely emotion. I went wrong. So what started happening? Well, I started thinking I was holy. I started thinking, okay, I got this. I'm going to go right in there with my friends are drinking and smoking and getting high. And I'm going to go there and tell them about Jesus. Okay? Well, I didn't have the armor of God on at all. I didn't even have my sword, the word of God. I tell all my friends, I walked in my underwears into a war with no armor. And I got whooped. I got beat. I don't care how I lost. What happened? I fell into temptation. I fell back to the world I came from. And this is why I stayed down, because I did not know His word. I didn't know that when I fell and I stumbled, that I could get back up. I didn't know. I thought it was done. I messed up. The devil's blinding me. He's like, don't even look at God. You just spit in his face. You just pull his beard. Don't even look that way. You know he's real, but yet you did this? Oh my. I was so hurt. because I hurt God. It was a dark time in my life.